We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and our next segment, as we do every month here on the first Thursday, we talk with General Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council. And, man, it's always a pleasure. We really enjoy this segment, General Wiggins. Thanks for being here.
Well, you're too kind, Brandon. I appreciate it. I enjoyed it as well, because I learn a little bit more myself every time we engage.
Well, I know there's been a lot going on. It's April 1st, springtime. First of all, have you gotten out and been able to do some outdoor activities recently, maybe some fishing?
Yeah, well, I've gotten out and got to do a little bit of scouting. We're almost entering into turkey season. So, you know, you got to know where the birds are. So I've been able to get out in the mornings. And this morning was a little brisk and cool, but at least the sun's up and it's starting to warm up.
And forgive me, you live in Chapman, right?
I do.
Okay. So you've been able, is it turning green out there? I haven't really been on the I-70 corridor recently.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We had a significant amount of rain, and, you know, shortly after the rain, everything starts turning green. And, you know, fortunately, this particular cold spell isn't long enough really to affect the plants. But everything seems to be turning green out here in Dickinson County.
All right. Well, interesting. Always a pleasure to find out what's going on outside of our area. And, you know, I know you've been busy with some different things going on. I saw I think it was on Facebook last week, you were part of the governor's proclamation for the Big Red 1 Year of Honor, and that was really a special deal.
Yeah, it really was, you know, and I'll tell you, that was a Herculean effort of both the Military Affairs Committee out of Junction City working with the Military Relations Committee or Council there in Manhattan as well. They approached the legislators and support of the post. You know, General Sims has and Sergeant Major Harris have this program called Year of Honor, which is recognizing 37 Medal of Honor recipients within the 1st Infantry Division. And through that recognition, they're naming streets out there on Fort Riley, which I think is a great initiative because, you know, our Army is its people. A lot of people look at the Army and they say, wow, it's a big organization, big business. Well, really, it's an institution. And when you bring a diverse group of people into an organization, it really is the history and tradition that sets you apart. And so I think through this year, by recognizing the courage of the individuals that receive the Medal of Honor, they're instilling really a focus on valor, virtue, and victory. So it's a great year. It's a great focus with a purpose, and it codifies those that wear that Big Red 1 patch on their left shoulder. It puts them in, it makes them a part of the organization, shifts it from a rental mentality to an ownership mentality.
That's neat. That's a great deal. And of course, they're going to have events coming up here that we still haven't seen yet. And I'm really looking forward to more of these because so far it's been done very well out there with the leadership at Fort Riley. I know a lot of it's unfortunately having to be done virtually, but I think they've been able to do a little bit of in-person and may be able to open up some of that here as the year goes on.
Yeah, you know, I will tell you that we're blessed here, particularly in the Central Flint Hills, that we have a military installation. But more importantly, that we have one of really the 11 divisional units within our Army and the most historic division. So when we talk about victory with the 1st Infantry Division, we're talking about an organization that's been involved in every major conflict since, you know, really World War I. And we have a lot of retirees, a lot of folks, veterans that have separated from the military as well, that have worn that patch on their left shoulder, that call this state and the Central Flint region home. And so I think it's important to recognize their service, especially just coming out of really recognition of Desert Storm and Desert Shield.
Yeah, and of course, we've talked a little bit in the past here. This is the 30th anniversary of Desert Storm. Hard to believe that, but you know, there's going to be ties into that as the year goes on as well. And I know that the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition is working on stuff with that also.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we can't forget, you know, a lot of folks that served in the military served during that particular portion in our Army's history. And we got to recognize individuals for their service, because, you know, it's less than 0.5% that raised their hand and swear to defend this nation. And that's a small number. But it keeps really, those are the folks that are standing on point for the nation. So I think in my heart of hearts, I have a great and a big part of my heart for those individuals that do raise their right hand.
You know, I was actually on post last Friday. I went out there just to kind of a exploring opportunity here for me. I've really never been on the post a ton. This is only my third trip on post. But it was right in the middle of a thunderstorm, unfortunately. But I did drive by the military cemetery, and that's some place I'd like to go spend some more time at. But it was raining, so I wasn't going to pull over. But that is a beautiful facility, and I don't know how many soldiers are buried there. Do you have any insight into that?
I don't know how many are buried. I mean, it's kind of nestled into some trees and around some of the high ground there at Fort Riley, and you were fortunate you recognized it. A lot of people go on the installation, they don't realize that Fort Riley has its own cemetery. And when you walk through that cemetery, it really does show the history of Fort Riley, and it tells a story. You know, I go there and I stop every once in a while because I had a great friend and mentor who's interned out there in General Sykes. Which if you went by some of the schools there on post, he has a school named after him. And he was that significant, not only to our Army, but to the community here in the Central Flint Hills.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's it's a neat opportunity for anybody, if you can go check that out. Of course, there is some construction right now on Fort Riley, and if you're trying to get to a certain part of the post, you will have a little bit of a delay when you go in there. I know that firsthand now, because you have to go all the way around the Marshall Air Force Base and then airfield, and then come around. You can't just go straight through when you go past the gate.
Now, they put a construction going on there at the Henry Gate. So, and unfortunately, that's a visitor's gate. But it only takes you about 10 minutes out of your way. The unfortunate thing is all the Combat Aviation Brigade, of course, is deployed. So what makes that trip, normally that detour, a little bit more palatable is when you get to take a look at the Apaches and the Black Hawks and the Chinook helicopters on the ramp. Unfortunately, they're not there.
Yeah, that's too bad. But and I have a daughter who's 10 years old, and she just kind of started being fascinated with the Army. So it was kind of an educational opportunity for the whole family last weekend, and really neat opportunity to see that. Again, we're speaking with Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council, and we got to take a break real quick, but we got much more still to come, so stay tuned. You're listening to InFocus on News Radio KMAN.